Yep.
I was asked this week, last week, someone found a pack of cigarettes, and they wanted to know whether there was a mitzvah of Hashavas Haveda. They saw the guy drop the cigarettes, and they were going to run after them. So it was a mitzvah of Hashavas Haveda to go and return the cigarettes. This is not connected to the parsha anyway, but I like the question, so I want to address it. So that's what we're going to do. So we need to do two things. First, we need to discuss cigarettes. And the second thing we need to do is discuss is whether there's a mitzvah of Hashavas Haveda when there is a iser, when the object is usser. So if the object is prohibited, is there a mitzvah, a chiyuv, whatever it may be, to return that object to the person itself? So let's begin. I'm a little dismayed that we still have to discuss the permissibility of cigarettes in this year that we live in. It would be like having to discuss the permissibility of going to play on live electrified train tracks nowadays. Like, why? I'm not sure why we have to explain why cigarettes are prohibited, but we will do it anyway just for the sake of getting to the point. The issue really comes up regarding Yontif, and then there's really no sources here regarding cigarettes because I want to spend very little time on it, but we'll run through the sources very quickly. The Magen Avraham and Tafkut Yudalid cites the Knesset HaGadol, the Korban HaSound, the end of Beitz and the second Perek, all of these Achron, and the Makor Chaim, and the Chayadim, and Sadi Heyud Gimel. So they all write that smoking is Asr on Yontif because it's bad for you, and therefore it should not be done on Yontif. You cannot do something, you can't light the cigarette on Yontif if there's no heter to do it. The Pnei Yoshua and Shabbos and Daf Lamates. So he says that since many people are disgusted by smoking, so therefore smoking cannot be allowed on Yontif. It's not as we call Shava L'chol Nefesh, right? The Malacha on Yontif is only allowed if it is Shava L'chol Nefesh, that for most people it would be something that would be necessary when it came to enjoying Yontif. However, Tosfos, that the Pnei Yoshua is talking about, says that a person is allowed to sweat on Yontif because, even though it's uncomfortable, because it's enjoyable. The person is allowed to get sweaty because it's enjoyable, even though technically it makes him there because it's good for your health. And so too says the Pnei Yoshua, smoking helps digestion, apparently in his day, smoking helps digestion, and therefore, even though smoking has this negative attribute to it, still, since it's something positive, therefore, says the Pnei Yoshua, it could be that smoking is allowed on Yontif. The Korban HaSanel also cites some doctors who say that smoking was healthy in his time, and this, we have many, many, many Gedolim who did smoke smoked during the week, and on Yontif as well, including the Chacham Tzvi, cited in Siman Tafkuf Yud Aleph, and the Prima Gadin there as well, the Machane Ephraim, cited in the Shari Tshuva and Reish Yud, that's regarding the discussion of Hilchos Brachos. Do you make a bracha if you smoke? Is that some sort of ingestion that would require getting a bracha over there? The Chidah, and the Shari Tshuva there as well, the Divrei Chaim, is cited in the Darchei Chaim, in Os Pei Tes, and the Minchas Elazar also smoked, as is cited in Darchei Chaim, B'Shalom, Os Tuf Tuf Reish Samech Hei. So we see we have a number of great Gedolim who did smoke to support such an action taking place. Because there are so many people who smoke, which leads us to the famous tshuva of Rav Moshe Feinstein, Nigros Moshe, in Yerodea, Chelek Beisim, and Memtes, where he says that there's no lifnei iver to give someone a light if they ask you for a light for their cigarette. It's not a violation of lifnei iver. And Rav Moshe felt that it's usher to start smoking, but it's not usher to continue smoking. And he said, because smoking is so popular, a lot of people do it, we cannot forbid it because it's sakana, because it's dangerous, right? Shomer, a person has to be ushmarta modus nashra secha, a person has to guard his life. So this is not a violation because so many people do it. And Rav Moshe invokes the famous principle of Shomer Pisayim Hashem, that if a lot of people do something dangerous, so it's not something, it's some sort of indication that Hashem will watch the foolish people who do it, even though it's not the right thing to do, but Hashem will kind of, you know, take care of you, and we cannot forbid it. So says Rav Moshe Feinstein. In response to this, Rav Sternbach writes in the Modim Uzman Michael Dal Simon Reish Sadiches that smoking causes cancer and heart disease, and therefore, how can we say Shomer Pesayim Hashem? That seems to be highly illogical, and therefore he's very bothered by the Pnei Yoshua, who says it's Shavu L'chol Nefesh, right, because it's a curative property, helps digestion, says the Modim Uzmanim, says Rav Sternbach, it seems to be highly unlikely, and therefore he suggests something which is quite difficult, which we'll return to later on. He says, Nishtana HaTzvayim, the nature has changed. In the days of the Pnei Yoshua, perhaps smoking cigarettes was healthy, but the physical nature of the world has changed in our generation, and therefore cigarettes are not healthy anymore. But in their day, cigarettes were healthy, and the times changed. Rav Moshe Schermbach in the Moedim Uzmanim. That is his, he wants to kind of defend this very troubling idea of the Pnei Yehoshua.
Why did he write that?
What?
What year did he write that?
Rav Schermbach probably wrote this in the 60s, 70s, okay?
Before Rav Moshe.
Around the same time as Rav Moshe.
Rav Moshe in the 80s, I think.
This tshuva was in 1964. Rav Moshe smoking tshuva was Chanukah in 1964.
Didn't he have a second one? I think there were two tshuvas on
not
smoking.
Sure. There's another tshuva about marijuana, but that's not for right now.
If we don't remember that one.
Another tshuva. So... And Rav Schermbach concludes that the Ramah writes in Yoredeah, in some Kuf Tes Zion, that Sakana is Chamir Meisura, that we're more machmir on something that's dangerous than we are on something that's usur. We have to be so careful to avoid smoking nowadays. In addition, let's return to this premise that Nishtan Hatzvayim, the nature has changed. The Stei Chemed, in his Asifas Dimin Ma'arechas Yantef Aleph Os Beis, quotes many Gedolim in his generation, previous generations, who said that smoking is a problem because it's dangerous. So how can Rav Schermbach say, the Shana HaTzvayim, that all of a sudden smoking is dangerous in the last 50 years or so? That cannot be the case, because even 200 years ago, people said smoking was bad for you. And therefore, it's highly unlikely to say that cigarettes change in their nature, and this would be problematic on its own. So therefore, how can we, what do we say? Let's move on to other posts and discuss smoking. There is actually a small kuntres, it's called... the kuntres is called Mekadosh Yisrael Vazmanim, who discusses all the different opinions regarding smoking on Yantif that has to deal with it. The Bear Motion, Chelek Hei, Kuf Lamed Hei, also has another tshuva regarding giving someone the light. So let's get to the contemporary poskim who have tremendous issue with smoking. So the Mishnah Halachos, Rav Menashe Klein, so he says that the Rambam in Hilchos Ishus Aleph Yud Aleph says that a woman is allowed to eat a food that is uncomfortable, that makes the fetus uncomfortable, that will cause the fetus to be in somewhat pain, whatever pain the fetus feels, if she has cravings for that food. She knows that if she eats this food, it's going to make the fetus uncomfortable, but if she has a craving for it, she's allowed to do it. So this understanding is that you can do something that's slightly bad for you, but if there's an upside to it, if you have some sort of, if you really want to do that thing. So therefore, it could be that if a person is addicted to smoking, says the Mishnah Halachos, then even though it's bad for you, but since you have such a craving, maybe according to the Rambam, that would be okay based on the Rambam's own logic. But it's certainly usur to start smoking, says Rav Menashe Klein. And he says it's bal tashlis, because it's a waste of money. Smoking is a waste of money. You spend all the money. I don't know how much a pack is nowadays, but you go through a whole pack. It's a lot of money down the drain every single day. And therefore, he says another reason why smoking should be problematic. The Chuvas Vanagos, Rav Schermbach and Al Shin Tazayin says that not smoking is a fulfillment of the Shmartam of Snapshot Sechem, to guard your soul, to guard your body. And then he relates regarding an unknown Talmud Chacham who smoked in his lifetime. And on his deathbed, he gathered a minion around him, and he said that, I know that I'm dying because I smoked. I know that all this destroyed my body, and I'm surely dying because I smoked. And therefore, when I get to Shemayim, they're going to ask me, why did you commit suicide? That's what you did. You smoked, and you committed suicide. And therefore, we're going to judge you severely like someone who's Ma'abed Asmol Adas, who committed suicide. And he was very scared, says Rav Schermbach. And therefore, he asked the minion of people around him that you should say publicly that smoking is usur and it's dangerous, and hopefully if I can make such a takana and get people to know that smoking is usur and dangerous, so when I get to Shemayim, they'll judge me less harshly for having smoked in my lifetime. Very severe understanding, according to Rav Schermbach. I know in the Chai Maharan, in the writings of Nachman of Breslov, so there are a number of statements regarding how Nachman of Breslov was against smoking. He thought it was a disgusting habit as well. Rav Vazna writes in the Shevet Alevi in Chelek Yud, Simen Reish Sadi Hei, that it's usur to smoke cigarettes, and he cites the Rambam in Hilchos Rotzeach and Perakid Alef Halacha Hei, who says that it's usur to harm yourself. And the Rambam and the Ritvan Shavuos Chav Zayin both say that ingesting something that's dangerous is usur, and therefore cigarettes should be no difference. And he says, it has been accepted that smoking cigarettes causes heart disease and cancer and all these terrible things. And finally concludes that secondhand smoking is also a problem. You're hurting somebody else. You're not just hurting yourself, you're hurting other people. And therefore, it's the responsibility of parents, teachers, the community, says Rav Ozner, to make sure that people know that it's usur to smoke. Rav David Feinstein writes in the Kovetz Torah Lahora, which is the journal that's put out by Masifta Tiferes Yerushalayim, in Tufshin Ayin Beis, on page 67, that his father would have to admit nowadays that smoking is usur, that his father's tshuva is not able to hold up anymore. And because of what we know about smoking and how harmful it is, Rav Moshe's tshuva is not applicable for that one should rely on anymore. In 2006, the Vad Halach of the RCA put out a tshuva, essentially. RCA doesn't really put out tshuvos, but this one time they did. It was written by Rabbi Asher Bush, who's a Rav in Muncie, also a Rebbe in Frisch. So in this tshuva, he essentially lays out all the shittas haposkim, and he quotes Rav Schechter, who says that there are very, very firm people who they're so careful they're not going to have any fish and meat, not even a little bit of fish is going to touch it, and have separate kalim, not going to cook it in the same pot. It's sakana to have fish and meat together, but smoking, they have no problem with. Smoking is perfectly fine, but fish and meat, which is sakana that we don't even understand, they're very machmer about. But putting tar and nicotine into your body, that they have no problem with. So Rav Schechter finds the whole thing to be ridiculous that people still smoke. He cites Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, Rabbi Bleich, in an article in Tradition 2003, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, the Mincha Shlomo, in Chelek Beis, Minchas Vav, and the Rav Yosef Freiman, in Chelek Ches, Tav Kuf Pei Vav, and the Tzitz Eliezer, in Tav Vav Lamates, and Rav Adj Yosef, in Yichav Adas, Hei Lamates, who says there is no room anymore to permit smoking. It's ridiculous. Smoking is usur. It's usur, it's usur, it's usur, and there's nothing left really to discuss about it. And he says that Rav Adja makes it very clear. People who should not start smoking and someone who is smoking needs to stop. Rav Adja Yosef is very clear. None of this, oh, I'm already addicted and therefore I can continue to keep on smoking. It's not okay. And therefore we've concluded the first half of the show showing that it's usur to smoke. So, someone drops their cigarettes on the floor, you see them walking out of the shul, the Beis Medrash, and therefore you see a davar asr. It's asr to smoke. There's nothing permissible is done with cigarettes. You don't use them for anything else. And therefore, is there a chiv, is there a mitzvah to pick up this item and return it to the person? And obviously what we're going to discuss now extends to any prohibited item. Or anything that might be prohibited, and you see someone lost it, can you go and return it to them? The Shulchan Aruch, in Choshen Mishpat, in Reish Samach Reish Samach Vav Dalad says, based on the Gemara in Bava Kama and Daf Pei, that if you find a cat that is known to be dangerous, the cat is scratches people, it hurts people, the cat is dangerous, it's an animal that's dangerous, so this says the Shulchan Aruch, that there's no mitzvah Shavas Aveda. If you find this dangerous animal, there's no mitzvah Shavas Aveda. And this would seemingly also apply to anything else that's dangerous. If you see something that's dangerous, like cigarettes, seemingly, according to the Shulchan Aruch, there's no mitzvah Shavas Aveda. The Samas Chaim, these are the short tshuvos of Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld. So in Tufshin Ayin Ches, Tufshin Ayin Ches, so he quotes the Gemara in Brachos and Daf Chaf Amalav. The Gemara in Brachos famously says that if you see someone wearing kalayim, see someone wearing shanas, so you need to go and rip it off them. You need to stop them. They're carrying around an Ishtar Reis on them. There's a whole discussion of Kavod Abrios, do it in the shuk, in public, what are you supposed to do? But it's very clear that you need to stop them from carrying around that iser. And therefore, says Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld, if you see someone with something that is usur, and it's on them, you're allowed to monetarily stop them. Even though if you take those cigarettes, or that item, and you throw it in the garbage, that's a guy's out $15, it doesn't matter. They're carrying around something that's usur. It's your responsibility to take it away from them, even if they're going to suffer a monetary loss. That seems to be the implication of the Gemara. This is cited by the Pisrei Choshen as well in the beginning of Hilchos Nezikin, and he cites the Chuvus the Shol Meshia, who writes the halacha that if you see kalayim on someone, you need to get it off them as soon as possible. They're carrying around an isur, that even if they suffer a monetary loss. Ruchan Kanievsky in the Derech Sichin in Chelik Beis, on page Mem Aleph, says that he heard from the Chazon Ish that if you see someone who is learning, studying from books that are usur to read, from heresy, then you're allowed to go and take the books from him. and you don't have to pay them back because they have something that's usher in front of them, and you're saving them. You're not harming them. You're saving them from taking that usher thing from in front of them, and it's certainly not a problem at all. Rav Shmuel is Rav Stern, who's a dayan in Bnei Brak, so he cites this the halacha in his Kovet Shari Hora in Chelek Zayin. There are a number of tshuvos from Rabbi Schneelbach. Rabbi Schneelbach is a Rav, I think, in London after the Holocaust. So he writes in his Shraga HaMeir, in Chelek Gimel, in Simon Kuf Hei, he was asked regarding a Baal Tshuva who broke his parents' television because it's usher to watch television, according to some people. And the guy came home and took a sledgehammer, or whatever he did, and he broke the TV. So he wants to know whether, they asked whether what he did was okay. Let's assume for a second that owning a television is usher. So he wants to know if what he did was okay, if that was the correct thing to do. There's a similar tshuva in the Lev Avram. The Lev Avram is a Rav in Muncie, so he writes in Simon Ayin Hay regarding a school that was getting, I don't know if it was in America, let's assume for a second it wasn't in America, there was a school somewhere that was getting milk that was not Chalav Yisrael. They were getting non-kosher milk. So there was a...
If it's not Chalav Yisrael, it doesn't mean it's not kosher milk.
Well, if it's outside of America, they were getting milk that they didn't know about. Well, let's assume for the sake of the tshuva, he doesn't say. Let's say the tshuva was outside of America. So the guy came to the guy. People were telling the school, stop buying the milk, stop buying the milk, stop buying the milk. The school said no, no, no. And the guy went to the school in the morning when the milk delivery came in, and he flipped over all the cartons and all the milk went in the street. So they took him to a din Torah. The guy ruined all the milk. So Lev Avram has a tshuva here regarding the same thing. You see someone doing something questionable, you cause monetary damage, so who has to pay? Do you have to pay at all? So the same shayla was asked to Rav Sternbach. This is in Shuvas Vanagos Aleph, Shin Samech Ches. So he says that, let's look what he says. He says, V'roi l'daber l'hazbir l'horim sha'kli hazet televizia gorim l'tzaros rabos. He says, the right thing to do is just try to explain to someone, if they're doing something wrong, that they're doing the wrong thing. Not to go and break things. Says eventually that hopefully they'll start to listen to you. You should tell them how terrible it is to have a television. You're going to break the TV and give them the money for the TV. So he says, before you start breaking people's things, the rule is you need to ask a shaila. You don't start breaking people's property, even if it's us or to have that property, without asking a shaila. If you ask a shaila, things always work out. You're never going to go wrong if you ask a shaila. So that is Rav Sternbach's approach. And within the tshuva, he cites the Gemara and Brachos, but he also cites the Maisa with Rachel. We know that Rachel took the idols of Lavan. And therefore, he wants to say that maybe, look, Rachel took the idols of Lavan. And therefore, that's a proof that you're allowed to take something, cause a monetary loss to someone, in order to save them from something that's us, or it's us, or worship of Zara. Therefore, Rachel did the right thing. But Rav Sternbach questions this, because what happened to Rachel? She was punished, right? We know that Yaakov wasn't happy, and Yaakov gave a klala to whoever stole the idols would be punished, and therefore maybe that's not such a good proof that Rachel did the right thing. And as he said, he concludes and says, always need to ask a shayla. You're not going to convince anyone with violence. Violence is not going to solve any problems. So the Shraga HaMeir in another tshuva, in Aleph Gimel, so he was asked about stopping someone who's going to travel on Shabbos. Okay, you know the person's going to get on a plane, they have a ticket to get on a plane or get on a train, so you can take something like the ticket and tear it up before Shabbos, so they won't be able to travel on Shabbos, and they'll stop them from being Michal Shabbos. He cites the Gemara and Brachos regarding the Shatnez, and he cites the Ramah in Orach Chaim Siman Tov Resh Nun Vav, that you are responsible to spend all of your money to avoid an iser, right? That's the halach. We know that in order to fulfill a positive mitzvah, you need to spend a certain amount of money, but in order to avoid violating an iser, you need to spend all of your money in order to avoid not violating a Torah prohibition. So he says that if you need to spend all of your money to avoid violating a Torah prohibition, certainly you're allowed to cause somebody else to lose their money in order to save them from violating Isser. In Chelek Bey's Tshuva Dalid, he adds something else. He writes as follows. He says, Chacham Echad, Heir Einai B'Divrei K'sav Yad. I saw a letter written by Hagon Hatzadik HaMekubal, Moreno Rav Shimon Alevi Horowitz. Hashem Yikam Damo. Shimon Alevi Horowitz was the Mashkiach and Chacham in Lublin. Tremendous Talmud Chacham. So he writes, V'achar kach b'Krakow, then was in Krakow, Shekasel Rav Hagon, he wrote a letter to somebody else as follows. In the middle of the piece, he says, Al Sveiko im yesh mitzvah lahashiv ta'ar, l'mishodesh megalech bo Rachman al-San, passes the Kenau. You see someone has a razor, and someone dropped their razor. Are you allowed to return the razor to them that they're going to shave their face with? Are you allowed to do such a thing? V'kasu b'emsai, and he writes in his tshuva, V'hegeil atzmecha, im haya yadenu takifa, halo mutra u'mitzvah likach hatar b'yadov afilu shavro. If he was holding on to the razor and he was about to shave with it, you're allowed to grab it out of his hand and break it. So of course you don't return it to him. If you're allowed to grab the razor and break it, so certainly you are allowed to not return it to him. And therefore we see, according to Rav Shimon Alevi Horowitz, that if you see something with something that's usur, you certainly are allowed to cause a monetary damage, and you certainly do not have to return it. This is the opinion of the Shraga HaMeir, as well. The Machan Achayim, Rechaim Sofer writes in Chalik Beis, or Rechaim Chaf Gimel Beis, that no one has the right to cause any monetary damage to another person, even if it's going to prevent them from eating something that's usur. However, there's a tshuva of the Avnei Ezer, Yerodeas and Kuf Chaf Aleph, and he says, you're allowed to steal a Avodah Zarah from a guy. If you see that a guy is worshipping a Avodah Zarah, you're allowed to go and take the Avodah Zarah from him to prevent him from worshipping Avodah Zarah. Now, I'm not saying we should all run into the churches and start stealing everything so the Christians, you know, don't worship Avodah Zarah. It's not what we're saying. But if you're in a situation where you can prevent someone from worshipping Avodah Zarah, so therefore, it's a problem. And he says, there's an Isser of Gezel Guy. You're not allowed to steal from a guy. So he says, he brings a proof from Rachel and the idols. He holds that we see from Rachel stealing the idols that you are allowed to do such a thing. However, the Shevet HaLevi in Chelek Gimel Ayin Beis, so he argues and says that you're not going to stop the guy from worshipping Avodah Zarah. What are you going to do? So you steal his Avodah Zarah. What is he going to do? He's going to go buy another Avodah Zarah. If you're not going to actually stop him from the Isser, then there's no heter to allow taking his money, which is a very smart thing. And since, according to Sefer HaChinuch, a guy is allowed to get hana from Avodah Zarah, the guy can't worship Avodah Zarah, but a guy is allowed to, for example, sell his Avodah Zarah and make a profit from it, so therefore, since he potentially has value to it, that he's allowed to get from it, therefore you're certainly not to steal, because there are some things he's allowed to do with this thing. And again, the Rav Sternbach says that when Rachel saw the idols from Lavan, she was clearing out his whole house. He wasn't going to be able to serve Avodah Zarah again because she cleared out all of his idols. Or he says that Rachel did this on her own, but if she would have asked the Shalat to Yaakov, you know, maybe Yaakov would have said no. So we have on the other side of this debate, we have again the Machan Chaim and the Shevet HaLevi who say that no monetary damage. When I was in Eretz Yisrael once, so I was davening in Rav Sternbach Shul, and this is when I was in the mirror, and my roommates smoked. It drove me crazy. So I asked Rav Sternbach if I was allowed to steal their cigarettes. I asked Rav Sternbach, because I knew that Rav Sternbach held that smoking was usur. So Rav Sternbach said like this. Rav Sternbach said, if you steal the cigarettes, you're not going to stop them from smoking. They're just getting another pack. So you're just causing monetary damage, and you're not preventing them from smoking. So if you know for sure they're not going to go and be able to fulfill that isur after you've caused the monetary damage, then it makes sense. But if you're just going to cause the monetary damage, and then they're not going to do anything about it, and they're just going to go and do it again, so then you haven't accomplished anything. So, based on what we're seeing here, when it comes to cigarettes, we seem to have two sheets to the poskim, whether you can have a monetary damage towards something that's usur to prevent someone or not. Let's return now to Hashavas HaVeda itself. The Torah in Dvarim Chaf Beis Aleph says there's a mitzvah of Hashavas HaVeda for sheep. This is in Parshas Kiseitse. Now with that in mind, let's look at a comment of the Meshech Chachma at the top of the page. The Meshech Chachma writes something beautiful. He notes that the Gemara in Bava Kamma has a discussion here regarding Hashavas HaVeda by a sheep. And he says as follows, Venira, in the third line, De Kamash Malam, Afim Megadza Behem Adaka Be'eretz Yisrael. Let's say a person grows small grazing animals in Israel. And then he explains, Shekola Parshios Kail Ha, everything we're discussing now regarding Eretz Yisrael and Hashavas Aveda applies in the land of Israel. Clearly, the Torah is not going to tell you that Hashavas Aveda applies everywhere besides Eretz Yisrael. And he cites a very important Gemara in Bava Kamma and Kufim Aleph. It's usur to raise small grazing animals in Eretz Yisrael. Why, says the Mishnah? Because they wander around and they eat other people's property. It's hard to control them. And therefore, they made a gzeira that you can't raise these animals because they eat other people's produce. And the Gemara in Avodah Zarah actually says in Chav Vav Aleph, Roe behema daka lo moridin velo malin. If you see a professional shepherd of small grazing animals and he fell into a pit, you don't have to take him out of the pit. This is a Russia, because he has no respect for other people's property. He's a serial stealer and robber, and therefore you can't push him into the pit. But if he falls into the pit, you don't have to take him out. What it means is, practically, that we view the person as someone who is tearing at the fabric of society. So says the Meshech Chachma, how are you going to tell me that there's a mitzvah Shavas HaVeid on a sheep? And the Pasuk is talking about we're living in Eretz Yisrael. It's usur to have sheep in Eretz Yisrael. To have grazing sheep in Eretz Yisrael. So says the Meshech Chachma, have a mina deinu mitzvah lahashiva veidaso. I would have thought that there's no mitzvah to return the sheep. Kamash malan karad de mitzvah lahashiva veidaso. The Torah is coming to tell us that there's a mitzvah to return this animal, even though the guy shouldn't have it in the first place. The afil baroa, even if it's not here, his pet sheep. The guy deals with grazing small animals. This is what he does. This is his livelihood. There's still a mitzvah to return this sheep, says the Meshech Chachma. This seems to be very, very clear. Now, Rosh Zilberstein, in his Cheshukei Chemed, in Bava Kamma and Daf Nun Daled, he is matmiya on the sheet of the Meshech Chachma. How are you supposed to, you're returning something that's us for him to have? It makes no sense. So what do the poskim say in relation to this Meshech Chachma? So Rav Yosef Lieberman is a Rosh Kol in Eretz Yisrael. He's written a lot of Sfarim. He has a sefer Sfarim called Mishnas Yosef. So he writes in Chelek Yud in Simen Kuf Pei Hei. He's asked about a Shabbos Aveda for a phone that's not kosher. There's such things. There are phones that are not kosher. So I don't really care about phones right now, but I care about though halacha he's going to pull out of the discussion. So he cites Shuvas HaRash there in Shvius in Perakei Halacha Vav, who says that you're allowed to, seemingly implies you're allowed to return such an animal, just like the Meshech Chachma. And he says that he explains as follows, how do we decide on this issue? He says, if the object is a chefza de isura, if the object in itself is something that is usur inherently, then you don't return it. But if the object in itself is something that's perfectly fine, but you know the person is going to use it for something that is prohibited, so then you still have to return it. That's the difference that he makes in this approach. And therefore, if you have a ham sandwich, so then that's a chefza de isura. There's nothing permissible you're going to do with a ham sandwich. And therefore, well, let's make it clear. Let's say it's a cheeseburger, where it's also asr bahana. So you have a cheeseburger, so there's no mitzvah shavas havedah, says the Mishnah Yosef, because it in itself is asr. But if it's something that he's going to use for something that's asr, but in itself is not asr, then maybe in that case, there might still be a mitzvah shavas havedah. In Simen Kuf Tzadi, he discusses cigarettes, and he says it's certainly not proper to steal. And he says the best way to deal with the smoker is to simply say, and to try to convince him that it's not proper to smoke, but not get yourself involved in any of these issues regarding not returning any objects. There's a sefer called the Mishpat HaAveda. It was shown to me by Rabbi Arya Leibowitz. So the Mishpat HaAveda writes on Daf Chaf Dalid regarding all different types of objects. Let's look at what he says regarding different types of objects. He says, Ubimatza misachek bubos shal yaladim. If you find dolls, now what's the issue with dolls? The Shulchan Aruch says, and this is brought lahalacha, that you're not allowed to own any figurines that have the image of people. You're not allowed to own something that has the image of a human features, and dolls do. So maybe it's us to own a doll. There's a story, I think, in All for the Boss, that Rabbi Yaakov Yosef Herman maimed his daughter's dolls, because he wanted to be mekayem this inyan to make sure that they took out an eye or an ear or whatever. It made it look a little weird. So it didn't look like a normal human face. So, we have such a thing. So we have machlokes on poskim whether you're allowed to have such a doll or not. Are you allowed to return the doll? So he says, since there are certainly valid opinions who say you're allowed to own the doll, therefore you're allowed to do it. And the theme he wants to portray here is that if there are some shitas that say that the object is okay, so you return it, even though it might not be your cup of tea. He goes on to discuss other types of things, clothing that's not modest, other types of issues that are also connected to this issue at hand. Let's get to the last important source. The Mordechai Vavakamen Remez Lamed Gimel, this is cited by the Chuvos Maimonios. The Chuvos Maimonios are collections of all the opinions of the Gos Maimoni scattered over Shas that relate to different places in the Rambam. So you find this all at the end of all the editions of the Rambam. So the end of Mishpatim in the Rambam in Siman Nun Tes. So they cite this opinion of the Chuvos Maimonios, of the Hagos Maimonios as well, who says that if you find a document, a shtar, and in the document it says that this document is for a loan that has interest in it. You find a document that says that Reuven owes Shimon, Reuven borrowed from Shimon $100, and there's going to be such and such interest on the money, and you find the document in the street, there's no mitzvah of a Shavas Aveda. Not only is there no mitzvah of a Shavas Aveda, says the Ghost Maimon, you have to rip it up. And this is cited lahalacha by the Ramah in Hilchos Ribbis, in Kuf Samech Alef Yud Alef, and by the Sman Choshem Mishpat in Samech Hei Chaf Hei. So we see again, you have something that's usser. This shtar is usser, and you're allowed to rip it up in order to prevent the person from getting hana. So where do we come out, halacha l'maisa, regarding these cigarettes? So the Mishpat HaVeda there writes, in Siman Reish Nun Tes Gimel Zayin, where we quoted from, and he quotes Rav Yashiv saying as follows. He says that there's no chiyuv to return the lost object that's something that's usur. Now, if you think the person is going to use, that there is a chiyuv to return a lost object that's usur, if you think the person is going to use that lost object in an inappropriate way, so says Rav Yashiv, you should sell the object and give the guy his money instead. That's the best way to deal with it, because then you won't be violating Lifnei Iver, and also he's not going to feel like he suffered a monetary loss. So you sell the object, and then give the guy the money instead. This is the same advice given by Rizobrstein, where we quoted from before, and the Pischei Choshen writes in Hilchos Aved and Haris Samaches, that if you see something that's usur, you should simply not pick it up. Shevi al tas adif, if you see something that will put you in a question of whether, I have the cigarettes on the floor. What am I going to do? Should I not turn them? So don't pick it up. If you don't pick it up, you don't have to do anything about it. Oh, you'll say that the Torah tells us, lo such al hisalein, you're not allowed to turn a blind eye when you see your friend's object. So the Pischei Choshen says that this is no different than the halacha brought in the Gemara in Bava Metzia regarding a zaken. The Gemara tells us that a zaken, someone who's older and more distinguished, doesn't have a mitzvah Shabbos Aveda, because it's beneath his kavod. He's going to go around, an elderly man's going to go around knocking on everyone's door. Did you see this object? He doesn't have to do such a thing. It's beneath his kavod. And therefore, says the Pischei Choshen brilliantly, to go around trying to return something that's usur is beneath everyone's kavod. And therefore, everyone would be putzer. And it's not considered turning a blind eye from the object, because it's beneath everyone's kavod to go around returning an object which would be usur for a person to use. So we have the advice of Rav Yashiv to sell the object and give the money, or you could simply be like the Pischei Choshen to not touch the object at all and simply leave it there and avoid the issue, or the advice given from Rav Sternbach, another poskim, that the best way to deal with someone who's using an item that is inappropriate is to talk to them, try to convince them, try to show them that smoking cigarettes is not the right thing, try to help them out, and that will bring shalom to all of Klal Yisrael.